through the stupid question for the morning. Obviously, not the place you want to be standing right now.
No, definitely not. It's once again, it's very disappointing the way this season ended, and just like last year, leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, and for another long summer.
And I know you probably expected a lot more from yourself too. I know if I would ask you before the season started, you would have said more than 6 goals, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that had expectation for myself to, carry over from the previous 2 years and continue to have the production goal scoring wise. And it just wasn't there this year. It's something obviously I'm going to focus on over the summer.
What does the future hold for you, do you think? As far as, do you think you'll be here still? Or, what do you even know where the future holds?
I'm not sure, and that's not something that I can, control or I have power over. All I can worry about and focus on is trying to get better as a hockey player and, continuing to grow and to help this team get to where it needs to be.
Would it still be here? I mean, would you still like to be here? Would you be looking for a fresh start? Or, how do you view it yourself?
Well, I signed a contract here, and I want to be here. I mean, I made that commitment, and that's something that I do want to fulfill. I want to be successful here. I want to help this team be successful. And it's, like I said before, it's, that's something that I can't focus on as far as, where I'm going to be, what management's going to do. I'm 100% focused on trying to get better and trying to find, what it takes to help this team get to the next level.
Drew, do you feel like it did get better for you towards the end of the season?
I guess in one sense you could say that. I think for how this season went, how frustrating it was, and, the challenges that were there, to be able to stick with it and, battle through that, I do, take a little bit of solace in that. I'm happy, but at the same time, ultimately we failed again with missing the playoffs and overall. So there are a few positives you can take it, but out of it, but the big picture is, once again, like I said, we missing the playoffs is just, there's no excuse for that.
How many guys, you expect big changes this offseason because you guys missed the playoffs again?
Like I said earlier, as players, all that we can focus on and worry about is what we're doing to prepare, what we're doing to change within ourselves to be better. Whatever management ends up doing, we have to respect that, as that's their job to worry about that. It's our job to worry about putting a quality product on the ice and, like I said, getting better and taking this team to the next level.
You guys became the youngest team in the league in a big hurry with the trades that happened. Now you're the youngest team in the league. Who knows if you're going to get younger or not or whatever, but does that worry you that it might take too long to get back to where you guys need to be?
It's like I said before, I'm not really one to look too much outside of, what we need to do as players. Whatever decisions manager's going to make as far as moving guys, if we end up getting younger, so be it. We have to accept that challenge and work with what we got and do the best we can. Just because we, end up getting younger or we are younger, that doesn't give us an excuse to lay back or take games off or say, okay, let's just put this one in the tank. That's just not the type of attitude and character that, we need to have here. And I think we showed it when we were winning games after, the trades and all the changes. I mean, we still ended up not getting the job done ultimately, but at the same time, there wasn't any quitting here. And, that's something going forward, no matter who's on this team, younger or older, it's a character. It's all about character.
Drew, you guys talk more about a season in transition when you look around this locker room and see the guys who aren't here, Jason Commonville, Robin Regier, and, this was a season in transition. So how, from your perspective, do you feel after having lost these teammates and seeing the changes that have taken place?
Well, I've been around long enough to experience, the business side of hockey. I know that, you go through a lot of changes as far as losing friends. It's just part of the business. That's part of being a professional hockey player. You have to respond to that, those kind of changes. Kind of goes back to what I said earlier. I mean, just because, you know, you lose a few guys, you end up making some swaps, that doesn't give you an excuse to lay back and, you know, play kind of the woe is me card. Oh, we lost these guys. And I mean, there's no excuse for, you know, not continuing forward and trying to get better, no matter who ends up leaving. Like I said, it's part of the business. It's extremely unfortunate, and it's sad when you lose guys, because they, you know, it is a family in here. They're your friends. You know, some people don't see that side of things. They don't see what goes on in the locker room and, you know, on the road and, you know, the camaraderie we have. So when you do lose guys, it is extremely tough. But at the same time, you have to find a way to move forward, and we'll continue to do that.
Is the big mystery to you that record against the Southeast Division? Even if you beat Pittsburgh twice, beat the Islanders, and they needed the 2 points, you didn't get the job done against weak teams.
Right. And going back, you know, over the year, I think when we sit down and try and find reasons why, I think that's one that definitely does come up. I mean, you look at that, the record against that division, it's tough when, you know, we are playing well against, you know, the Bostons and Pittsburghs, and, you know, losing points to teams that are also out of contention. It's just extremely frustrating, and, you know, when you sit back and, like I said, analyze what happened. And I guess going forward, you know, the best that we can do is make sure that, you know, those games that, you know, we're treating every single game the same. I'm not going to say that we didn't treat them the same, because, you know, that's obviously not what happened. It's just the way the games ended up working out, and, you know, hindsight's 20/20 right now, but, you know, it's still pretty tough.
Drew, what are your plans now moving forward as far as, you know, just taking a break or then resetting and working on things for next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, main thing is, like you said, just kind of resetting, taking a little bit of time to reflect and take what I can from this season, and then obviously get right back to focusing on, you know, what I need to do as an individual to, you know, raise my level, as well as, you know, provide the leadership for this organization to get to the next level as well, because that's something in here, obviously, that, you know, going into summer again, we have that bitter taste in our mouth, and it's just, it's not a good feeling not playing in the playoffs.
Do you have ideas on what areas, you know, you want to change? I know last year, you know, the locker allowed you to, as you said at the time, kind of heal up a little longer, but now, I mean, is it certain aspects of your game that you think you would be fixating on? Any idea yet, or is it too early?
I think it's a little too early. It was nice to have a little bit of extra time to heal up, but at the same time, you know, this season was just such a strange change with the scheduling and playing every other day. It was quite a grind. Obviously that's going to be different next year. It's going to be a totally different, I mean, going back to normal, I guess. So I guess for me personally, having another long summer, it's another opportunity for me to continue to work on my skill and my conditioning, and that's about it.